So, why don't you start focusing in on my voice? That's always a good place to begin. After all, our goals are very easy, very simple. To just sink and slip and drip and drop. To add some new impulses, some new desires along the way. We're going to be increasing one of your kinks, something that brought you here in the first place. To a wonderful, delightful new level. After all, you wouldn't be having me hypnotize you into this particular trance if you weren't at least a little bit interested in finding out what it might be like to have your brain wrapped up in bubblegum pink, silly, giggly thoughts. Thoughts that come along with being a bimbo. So, why don't we do the easiest, simplest, most delightfully wonderful part of any trance, and slip and sink and drip and drop. Because right now, we have one very simple, delightful, easy goal, and that is for you to get nice and comfortable and nice and relaxed. So shift wherever you are, get yourself into a nice position so that you can listen attentively and readily to all the words that I have, to the shaping, forming, shifting patterns that I will speak into your mind to help you relax and sink and slip and drip and drop. It's very nice, very wonderful. Why don't we start with one simple exercise to help get your body and mind in sync and ready to listen to me? After all, it's good to relax, don't you think? So very nice. So why don't you take a nice, deep breath? Fill yourself up with air. Oxygenate yourself. Relax your muscles. Focus on filling yourself up and breathing it all out. And with each one of those breaths, feeling yourself growing lighter for a change. With each one of those breaths, feeling relaxed but lighter, almost as if you're floating up instead of sinking down. Sure, you're still relaxing. Sure, you're still feeling more wonderful and warm by the second. And sure, you're still trancing so very deep in a sense. But your body is getting light, floaty, airy with each passing breath, almost as if you're filling yourself up with air. Well, with whatever I might decide to supply you with. It might not be air soon, once you're ready to sink and slip and drip and drop into this warm, relaxing, lifting sensation. It's almost like you're floating in a cloud of gentle bubbling fizz, as if someone was letting you float in a wonderful bathtub filled with a bubbling soda. It's kind of delightful. It tickles at your skin just a little bit, the feeling of bubbles popping and grouping all over your body, feeling so very wonderful and nice as you feel those bubbles lifting your mind away from your body now. This cloud of delightful tickling sensation becoming your reality. It's a nice feeling to just let it embrace and bubble and tickle your mind. It's a base state. It's a wonderful, delightful place to be. Of relaxation combined with a tickling, bubbling sensation that seems to be focused around the words that I say. It's almost as if by trying to hold in that giggling, tickling, bubbling sensation, it slowly intensifies it, building up almost as if an orgasm of giggling was forming inside you. That similar sensation of building, building, needing a release from that tickling, bubbling, wonderful warmth that my words are instilling. It's really nice, honestly, the more someone speaks to you, and the more you enjoy whatever they're saying, the more that tickling sensation increases, leading to you wanting to giggle gently, leading for you to giggle just a little bit, to titter, because it's like you're being tickled by the very words that they're saying. It's a really nice sensation. It makes you want to smile. It makes you feel almost like you're in a bath of laughing gas. It's a very delightful feeling. It makes you feel so warm and fuzzy, so pink and lovely. It's almost like this bubbling, gaseous, wonderful sensation is pink. It's a nice pink, filled with all the wonderful shades of pastel and bright, intense pinks that come along with this wonderful, bubbling cocktail I'm dipping your mind into with my words, as you sink and slip and drip and drop, feeling so very blank from this wonderful, bubbling sensation. It's a really nice thing to dip your mind into, to experience what it's like to find someone's words ticklish, to know what it's like to try and hold back that ticklish sensation until it builds to a crescendo of giggling. The more enjoyable the words, the more intense the tickling. The more intense the tickling, the more intense the giggling. When someone teases or says something sweet, you just can't help but feel filled with giggling, bubbling laughter. It's wonderful. Now, I want you to tie that to a simple, wonderful trigger that we're going to build everything else around, that's going to dip your brain immediately into this wonderful pink cocktail, this bubbling confection, this wonderful mind-altering substance that can just be immediately and completely brought on by a simple set of words. If I were to say, "You're such a silly girl," or "You're a silly girl," followed by your name, or in relation to your name, you're going to go back to this wonderful, giggling, bubbly state, even if you're wide awake. And it will completely, completely recreate this wonderful, bubbly, pink sensation. And it'll make the words that people speak cause you to slowly get tickled more and more. It's so wonderful, and especially if you don't understand what they're saying, you'll giggle even more. The tickling bubbles making you want to giggle so helplessly, so marvelously, floating your mind to this wonderful place as you sink and slip and drip and drop, feeling so very wonderful, so very pink. Now, inside this wonderful cocktail, your floating mind is listening, drifting, becoming wonderfully pink, as my words form another thought that I'm going to make a part of this experience, as I allow you to listen closely, as you bubble and giggle, as that pink, wonderful sensation fills you up, it adds another wonderful feeling, a desire to match an archetype you have in your mind, the archetype you're seeking. This is a bridge, a floating, bubbling, giggling bridge to bimbodom. You've taken a sip of this wonderful cocktail, which means it's too late. You've let it in. You wanted this after all. You wouldn't have seeked it out. You wanted to know what it was like to take a sip of this wonderful bimbo cocktail, and now it's completely consumed you into a bubbly, giggly, pink foam. You can feel it completely encasing your mind. And whenever I say, "You're such a silly girl," or "You're a silly girl," followed by your name when you're out of trance, it will pour this wonderful foamy pink sensation right back into your mind, causing those giggles and other wonderful things to come surfacing back up. It will also change your focus. Your whole focus in life suddenly narrowing down to this simple pink concoction. And inside of that is a very easy set of needs. A need to be your most feminine self, to embrace everything it is to be sweet, demure, giggly, happy, smiley, bouncy. Those bubbles bringing that giggly, sweet, happy, smiley, bouncy self to the front, lifting up all those traits, making them the focus, making them the front, and making them all that you are for a little while, enjoying that delightful, giggly, sweet, wonderful moment that comes from taking a sip of a bimbo cocktail. After all, that's what these words are. They're another sip, not just a sip, they're a gulp. It's like you've drunk something too strong, an alcohol that's just instantly overpowering your mind with this bubbly pink sensation that we've fixated into you. It also comes with a bunch of other desires. Desires that are stronger, just like those giggling fits, except instead of being brought on by other speech, they come on through that desire to have more of this pink bubbling cocktail inside your mind. And the more you desire it, the more these traits reinforce themselves. The more that you want it, the stronger they are. And obviously, the stronger they are, the more that you want it. This loop is infinite, and it's wonderful while you're in this pink, bubbly space of frothing, delightful bubbles. Causing you to have a desire to be an object, to show off your body, to be sensual and sexual and giggly and sweet, and to let your body be encased in the most feminine, darling, wonderful clothing, to only wear dresses and skirts, to only wear high heels and cute flats, to have a need to put perfect makeup on your face, to let all your other thoughts and skills that don't pertain to everything within this wonderful pink bubbling concoction temporarily slip away, almost as if they weren't lifted up to this wonderful airy bubbly space which you slipped and sank and dropped into. It's interesting. It's almost as if all the complicated thoughts you're normally able to have about anything that doesn't relate to this, be it your profession, your job, your normal knowledge, anything that doesn't let you better fulfill this wonderful pink bubbling sensation, simply drops away as if you're lifted up and away from it in this airy cloud of pink, giggling, lovely, sweet, enjoyable sensations. It's almost as if it's all been left behind for a little while. Sure, you know where it is, and once you're not in this wonderful, sweet, giggling sensation, you'll be able to find it again. But right now, it just feels too good, too wonderful to just let that stuff fall aside. It's almost as if all your complex thoughts are simply broken up, simply bubbled away when you try to have them. It's like those thoughts are simply carried away. And of course, those skills didn't come up with you anyways. So trying to have complicated thoughts probably will just let you giggle. And of course, if you try to have complicated thoughts, you'll just giggle and think about sweet, feminine, delightful, darling things. Another wonderful thing about this intoxicating cocktail we're bathing your mind in is that these pink, sweet, delightful bubbles bring with them a desire to be submissive, to please. Because after all good bimbos that drink bimbo cocktails, all good bimbos that let their minds be pink and bubbly and sweet, are very submissive. And very airy and sweet and bubbly and girly. So, of course, the submissive aspects of your personality are going to get lifted up by this wonderful bubbling sensation. They're going to be brought to the forefront with all these other wonderful pink bubbly sensations. It's almost like you're a different kind of sub, too. A happy, bouncy, bubbly sub who can't wait to please whoever it is that they are going to be serving. You feel very happy and bubbly and sweet. So very feminine and darling. Your vocabulary reduced because all those big heavy words weren't able to come up to here with this big sweet bubbly brain that's going pop like a big bubble gum, leaving your mind so very bimbified. It's amazing how this pink cocktail has changed things, how this bubbling wonderful concoction has lifted you up, up and away from all those normal parts. And there's one other thing. It fills you up. You see, this bimbo concoction that has taken over and filled you with these wonderful, sweet, darling pink bubbles has also brought with it some new needs. It's intensified some lustful needs within you and also brought some new ones. You see, bimbos need to do something with their mouth because bimbos tend to get very fixated on simple, repetitive behaviors. Because their simple bubbly minds are so very easy to fixate, just like you are now by this wonderful pink bubbling concoction that's in your mind. It's amazing how it can do that. And so you might want to suck on something, be it a cock, be it a pussy, be it a dildo, be it a lollipop. Anything that you might suck on sensually might have an extra appeal. It won't be the only thing you can do. But that sexual, pleasing desire, if you have nothing to do that is fitting with a bimbo's personality, you might be tempted to find something to suck on. Or at least you'll think about it. You'll wish that you could suck on something. It'll be a part of that oral need that comes with being a bimbo, that repetitive desire. And of course, there's one other very important trait that comes along with this wonderful pink bubbling cocktail of submissive feminine wonderful sweetness, and that is a need to exhibit this wonderful part of yourself, to show off your body and willingness to please, to let this pink bubblingness fill you up with sexual pleasure at the very thought of someone witnessing you like this. It's a nice, delightful feeling to know that the people that want to see you like this are seeing you like this, to let go of all those problems that you've been holding on to, all those thoughts, and let them stay behind while these pink bubbles lift you up into a giggling, tickling, wonderful sensation. And now, I want you to sink and slip and drip and drop. As your mind goes blank for a brief moment, the pink bubbles still there, all the wonderful, delightful, sweet, bimbified thoughts paused for just a moment as you drop, going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, your mind opening and blossoming like a sweet, beautiful orchid, a flower ready to receive more. Remembering the effects of this delightful cocktail, knowing that if someone like me, someone that you trust, or myself says, "You're such a silly girl," followed by your name, or if you're in a safe enough place, just "silly girl," you'll go back to that wonderful giggly pink bubbling sensation that we've gone over, with a need for hyper-feminine objects like high heels and makeup. All your skills left behind, not lifted up with these bubbles, except for those that are important. All of those big words unable to rise up to this wonderful place. An increased need to submit yourself to the wills of your dominance. A need to fill your mouth, or at least a desire. It doesn't have to be fulfilled, but it definitely would feel nice. And of course, last but not least, very, very giggly. It's very hard to resist the urge to giggle over things. Anything that's even remotely funny will reduce you to a fit of tittering giggles eventually. And the longer you try to hold it in, the more it will tickle at your mind, the more it'll make you want to giggle, and the more pink and bubbly you will feel. So now we're going to drift up, up, and up into those pink bubbles, letting it solidify, letting it be a part of you while you're under the effects of this wonderful silly girl trigger. Letting yourself understand just how delightful and wonderful and giggly it is to be here. Now I'm going to wake you up and let this trigger become a part of your new bimbified future. Drifting down back to earth. 5. Feeling aware of your body faintly. 4. Trigger solidifying inside your mind. 3. Comfortable and aware slightly. 2. Safe. 1. Wide awake, trigger instilled.